day.
Flyers looking to respond. Oh! Campbell just destroyed
Allberger. A warm hug from Campbell. Good.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Still my favorite song. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Well, that's not it? Oh. Brian Campbell joins us now. Soup is the proud father of three. How is that little guy?
The little guy's good. He's just over 8 weeks now, and he's been a good baby. You know, having to put up with his two sisters screaming and yelling all the time, he just lies around pretty good. So
I can see you guys in a few years going, we haven't been able to use the bathroom in months.
It's definitely different. You know, I think once we get out of these next couple of years, we need about two more years to get out of this every day being Groundhog Day, and then we'll be enjoying it a little bit more.
Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. It's Brian Campbell. You know, this year has been so weird for our Blackhawks, and you're close to it. You see it every day. And there's a million things that happen that you don't expect, from Corey Crawford going down to other injuries to guys not necessarily gelling to guys you expect to score not scoring. And then there's Marian Hossa. I just don't think any of us could have estimated how big a deal it was to not have Hossa on the ice. You know what I mean, Sue?
Well, I remember last year a few times when Marian was out. I know he had a little bit of a back injury there for a couple weeks, and you could just see our play decline with him not being in the lineup. I think, you know, obviously we know how great of a goal scorer he is, but just the pressure and the back pressure and just having that 6'2", 6'3" big body frame out there that just, you know, he was never the most physical player, but he was always on the puck and hounding the puck and you know, causing controversy in those puck areas, and then he could hold on to the puck for so long. So, you know, I definitely noticed our team last year how it would dip down when he wasn't in the lineup. So, you know, you're hoping that it wouldn't have as big of an effect going into this year, but, you know, I think it just kind of like, you know, just adds another big element to your lineup as well. So,
is he underrated in the big picture? Is he underrated in the big picture?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's underrated. So, you know, I don't think anybody, you know, and being a winger sometimes, I know Patrick Kane's a winger, but obviously he kind of leads whatever line he's on. But I think Marian is definitely underrated, and it's hard to imagine, but because he does everything right out there. He does everything the way the coach wants it done. So you can rely on him in any situation. And I think that's the biggest thing with him is, you know, a coach, doesn't matter what the circumstances are out on the ice, you know you can throw him on the ice and the job will get done.
20-plus years. Dave, didn't he make the bigs when he was 18? 18,
yeah. 19? I think he went back one more year to junior, and then he came in the next year, so 19, yeah.
Pretty impressive. How old are you? Well, you were only 21, weren't you?
We're the same age. He's a few months older than me, actually, Steve.
No, but when you got to the NHL, weren't you 19, 20 yourself?
No, I played a couple years in the minors, so I was about 22.
Okay. I saw Hossa at the United Center, I don't know, a month or so ago. He looks great. I don't know. You know, look, maybe he plays again someday, maybe he doesn't. But it was such a pleasure to watch him on the ice. And I just think that's one of the big voids this year. And obviously, Soup does too. Dave.
Brian, when you came up for the minors, was there a big difference in your game? I mean, when you see John Hayden come back this weekend from spending time in Rockford, do you see a difference in his game and some of these other young guys since the beginning of the season?
Well, I think with John Hayden, there's always going to be a difference when you come back into the league. It's if you can, and the way he's played, which has been great, it's whether you can maintain that each and every night, I think, is the big question. And I think John got off to such a great start with the Hawks, and then maybe you start plateauing a little bit. So I think with the Blackhawks, or what I'd be interested in is how do you, you know, can you maintain that intensity every single night, which he's going to have to bring, because that's the style of hockey he plays. So I feel like I had more of a path like Vinny Hinostroza. I came up a little bit, wasn't ready, and then my third year I went down and played the first half of the season in the minors, and I was very successful, had a lot of points. And then my situation is, I even talked to Vinny about this early in the season, you're going to make Stan Bowman call you up, and that was my situation when I was in Buffalo. Is I made the GM. They had no choice. They had to call me up because of the way I was playing. And the same thing with Vinny. Stan had no choice but to call him up, and that's what you want from your players, and that's what he proved. You force their hand to make a roster spot because you are ready and you are an everyday NHL player.
Was there a defining moment, an epiphany for you where it was like that, the light comes on and you say, okay, now I understand what it takes to stay here?
Yeah, it probably took me a little bit of time, even longer after I got called up for good. I just felt like finally I got an opportunity. I remember I was playing, it was actually Tampa Bay. A guy got hurt, and then the next night I played in Florida, and they threw me out on the power play and said go, and I went, and I never turned around from there. So, that's kind of how it is. For me, it was kind of an injury that kind of said, okay, we need you now, and go take it. So, I think that was kind of my defining kind of moment in the league.
Today's question kind of ties into our conversation here. It's Steven Verheeren from Illinois. So other than what we've already talked about, anything else you can think of why the Blackhawks have had such a rough ride this year, a win here, two losses there, and so on?
They've had a lot of new faces this year coming in. And they've been young guys. They haven't been, veterans. And I know sometimes veterans, yeah, we can say they're older, but they do know how to get prepared, and they know how to get their teammates prepared a little bit more. So hopefully we can see that a little bit more down the stretch, is these young guys, getting each other prepared. It's one thing to get yourself prepared, but it's also making sure you're the guy sitting next to you in the locker room or on the bench is ready to go for his next shift. And really as a team, you collectively get everybody up for games and get them excited. And sometimes, Steve, you don't have your best every day, and you need somebody to help you perform a little better sometimes. So,
once a month, once a month I have my best, maybe once every 6 weeks, but, that's not bad. Steven wins.
That's why Andrea and I are here.
Exactly. Steven wins an autographed Chicago Blackhawks hockey puck courtesy of MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Have your daughters turned into the Mom 2 and Mom 3 backup yet?
They struggle with that a little bit. They still want to be baby one, baby two. So,
they're still in the center of attention mode.
They've been good. They're good. They're good girls. So they have their moments, but all in all, they've tried to help out a little bit. So it's been good.
By the way, I need to salute you. Soup's been a friend for years now, but I need to salute Brian Campbell, because Brian Campbell had himself a little transition this year. Brian Campbell had to work for a living. No more of this show up at work for a couple hours in the morning, come back at night for a couple hours, uh-huh, get pounded, and go home. Now it's suit and tie time. Has that transition been weird for you?
A little bit. Definitely early on, I've gotten more comfortable as the season's gone on. I definitely stayed away from certain areas of the arena a little bit, United Center, just because didn't want to be there. Now I'm getting more and more comfortable, but it's been nice to have the added at-home time and being sure, busy at home and keeping my mind occupied that way. So obviously the Blackhawks and John and Jay Blunk, John McDonough and Jay Blunk, have done an incredible job with me and helping me transition and been so good to me. So I'm happy what my decision that I've made, and I feel like hopefully I can be an asset for the Blackhawks going forward.
Look, Jay Blunk's one of my great friends in life, and I know how good he is, but Soup knows this, and Dave, you and Andre know this as well. Jay will trip over himself to tell you how great you are before he'll ever talk about himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I assume you've learned a bunch from him, and maybe Pete too?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Pete Hassan's been great to me. So, you know, everybody there, you walk into work there, and everybody is wanting to be there and wanting to make the team better. And I think obviously that comes from the top, from Rocky and John McDonough's hiring. So, you know, there's not a lot of people that leave that office. They stay there because they want to be a part of a great tradition and a great organization. So I think the city of Chicago is pretty lucky to have the Hawks in the situation they are right now.
And that is, finish this one up, stay healthy, get into the summer, and then crank it up for 2018-2019, or as I like to call it, Stanley
for sure.
Cup 4.
Mm. Happy birthday, too, Steve.
Oh, thanks, buddy. What'd you get me?
It should be coming, actually.
Yeah. Really awesome. What he got you last year, remember?
I'm not lying.
This is so awkward.
Are you going golfing today?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll pick you up. Hey, congratulations on the baby, and congratulations on the gig. You know, look, it's a great job to have, but it's tough. It's transition. And thanks for the optimism on the Hawks. We need it.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on, Steve. Anytime.
See you, buddy. That's Brian Campbell.